From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This week, scientists from China and the United States presented the results from a controversial fertility experiment. The work goes beyond conventional in vitro fertilization because it involved manipulating DNA inside women's eggs. The technique did produce a pregnancy, triplets in fact, but none of the fetuses made it to term. All fertility experiments pose some risk to the mothers involved and their potential offspring, but this work has opened an ethical debate. It was performed in China because doing it there avoided regulatory hurdles here in the U.S. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
James Griffo spends his days helping infertile couples desperate to have babies. Griffo is the intellectual father of the Chinese experiment. He was working toward trying the technique at his fertility clinic at the New York University School of Medicine. But in 2001, the Food and Drug Administration said any such work would require FDA's prior approval. Griffo says his small research group didn't have the time, the energy, or the resources to try to convince the FDA to let his work proceed in the United States.
We knew that this was a political hot potato, so to speak, and yet we are very passionate about how this technique has a tremendous potential and did not want to just see that go away. So we thoughtfully decided to let someone else do it.
That someone else was a research team at the Sun Yat-sen School of Medical Science in Guangzhou, China. A colleague of Griffo's went to China to help with the technique. The colleague, John Zhang, presented the work this week at the annual meeting of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Griffo is an author on the paper.
We're very proud to be part of that work. We think this is fantastic work. We think it has the potential to help many infertile couples.
That may be so, but at this point it's still an experiment on a human being. And Bernard Lowe believes as such it should be approved by an institutional review board, or IRB. Lowe is a medical ethicist at the University of California, San Francisco. He says IRBs exist to make sure that any experiments on people are scientifically and ethically appropriate, and to make sure the people involved are properly informed of the risks. For example, asks Lowe, what did the researchers in the Chinese fertility experiment tell the woman in their study?
Did she understand that this was an experimental procedure, that the odds of success were probably low, given that it had never been tried before? You know, those are questions that I think are legitimate questions for an IRB to review.
In fact, the Sun Yat-sen University Hospital's IRB did approve the research, but Kansas University Medical Center bioethicist Mary Faith Marshall argues in this case that's not enough. Because researchers at an American university were involved, Marshall says that university's IRB should also have been asked for approval.
That does mean that there are two IRBs that have to take a look at what's being done. And some might feel that that's administratively burdensome, but the other side of the coin is that there have been wrongs perpetrated against research subjects or participants in other countries where the standards that we have in the United States have not been upheld.
Neither Griffo nor Zhang asked for approval from New York University's IRB, but NYU argues they didn't need to. Keith Krasinski chairs the university's IRB. He says NYU rules only require IRB approval under certain conditions, such as that the research is sponsored by NYU or one of its facilities.
Or that the research be conducted by or under the direction of faculty or employees in connection with their institutional responsibilities. So on review of Dr. Griffo's involvement in this, it was determined that this wasn't part of his institutional responsibility at NYU and thus not subject to our review.
But Bernard Lowe suggests that's a legal argument.
I think universities should have a robust conception of responsibility, as should scientists, and they shouldn't use kind of legalistic quibbles to avoid oversight of controversial research. I think no one can deny that this is controversial, it's cutting edge, it may be perfectly ethical, but the whole point of our oversight system is that scientists don't make decisions themselves, they get the research reviewed by an impartial body.
But as a pioneer of this kind of controversial research, Jamie Griffo chafes at the requirement for multiple regulatory reviews of research his patients want.
Could it be that the regulatory process in the United States is actually pushing promising areas of research out of our borders? you know, maybe instead of criticizing the researchers, maybe one needs to look at the system in place.
But Griffo adds China has now adopted strict new rules on fertility research, so fertility techniques like the one he developed won't be going there for the time being. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.